Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. And I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And we have tonight special guest, author Imani Wisdom. So if y'all want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, we have author Imani Wisdom to jump in with us here. And if you want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Of course, we want you to socialize with us also. We encourage you to go to our website, smoothdrama.com, and join our Yahoo group. Hang out with us. Get to know us. You know, all close and personal. Miss 100%, she's got a whole bunch of erotic pictures up. You can, social network also. On Twitter, you can catch me on Smooth Drama. Facebook, my yearbook tagged. Everywhere else, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me, I'll add you back. We can hang out, talk a taste on it. But I digress because I know y'all don't want to really holler at me. You want to holler at my co-host. Tell them where they can holler at you, Ms. 100%.
They can holler at me on Facebook, Ms. 100%. They can email me, Ms. 100% at Yahoo. Or I'm not on BS at Yahoo. They can follow me on Twitter. Follow me and I'll follow you back. Like me, I like you back. And that's about it. You can also try to catch up with me on tag as Miss Sure Thing, THANG.
Yeah. I was going to say, when you say follow me, I follow you back. Like me and I like you back. I'm thinking Digital Underground.
Underground, yeah.
The one thing you won't be able to get, though, no more free Happy Meals. The toys, at least. I couldn't believe it. It's a law out here in the Bay Area, San Francisco, going into effect today that prevents fast food restaurants from giving away action figures and toys unless the meal is less than 600 calories and contains fruit and vegetables.
What the hell do that have to do with?
Yeah. Man, I ain't going to McDonald's.
A law? They actually focus on making that a law?
Right. Yeah, because they care about the well-being of people. You know, in the place where you can walk around naked. You can walk around naked, but I can't get a toy in my Happy Meal for free no more.
Oh, wow.
I got to pay for a toy.
Well, I mean, aren't Happy Meals really less than 600 calories? I mean, you only get four nuggets, little teeny tiny ones, like one nugget cut into four pieces.
Well, I guess the lettuce doesn't count as a vegetable, and we know there's no fruit involved.
You can get fruit. You can get fruit and you can get milk instead of a soda. And you can get fruit instead of fries.
Anyway.
So, I mean, I'm just saying.
As a little kid, you know, little kids going there, they're like, I can't get no toy.
I mean, Happy Meals are already $12, so who the hell wants to buy it anyway? I mean, yeah. For that amount, you can just go buy the kid a toy.
Yeah, I thought that was some BS.
Yeah.
In between there, you can't, out here, you can't get the free toy and the Happy Meal. But Burger King is giving out thicker fries now.
As if they need their dry ass fries to be even thicker. They already thick enough. They choke you on the way down.
They trying to choke you out. That's what it is. BK, that's how we live it. We choke you out.
So what are they doing, giving you a whole potato now?
They say the way it's constructed, they're trying to be scientific with it, that thicker fries stay hot longer. So you'll be choked out and burnt in your throat at the same time.
Thick dry fries.
Yeah. Thick dry fries. I mean, if you ain't in that, into that kind of thing, you can always go to Malawi and get you some Bin Laden bread.
Mm.
Yeah. In Malawi, they have Bin Laden bread. And for those of you who don't know, Malawi is in what they call the Middle East. Country, city of Blantyre.
Thanks for letting me know that.
Yeah, not that we ever gonna go there. Just in case you like, oh god damn, they got Bin Laden bread.
I don't hear about the Bin Laden bread. So what's in the Bin Laden bread?
Supposedly it's just a bun that's called Bin Laden bread. And they said that this marketing employee has just taken off, and people are just all over it. They sold like as many as 2,000 Bin Laden breads like a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you eat it and you blow up, or? I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm thinking all the people who buy Bin Laden bread, you probably on the terrorist list now. Just, you know, is you Al Qaeda now?
That's crazy. Deployed by the U.S. to market the Bin Laden bread just to see who would buy it.
Right.
Whoever buys it, they're automatically a person of interest.
Yeah, and me blowing your ass up. So I guess the whole city of Blantyre in Malawi, you might want to stay away from next couple years.
Pretty much.
Might be some drone bombs accidentally hitting the ground. Accidentally.
Like, what is this? A piece of bread? Do you go move it and just blow up?
Not that we find that the death and explosion of human beings funny. It's just if you're
ridiculousness or the stankism of it is just absolutely hysterical.
Well, I mean that the stank in that. It pales in comparison to what's going on in Sweden. Sweden, bless their heart. They now, they're saying, you know what? It's too much. They're proposing the ban on sex with animals. Been going on too far. And unlike the rest of the world where sex with animals is, you know, kind of like, not cool. They had allowed it to go on. They've been talking about doing this legislation since like 1988, but I guess that sheep pussy was just too good to let go.
I can imagine the guy like, all right, that's enough. I'm tired of you fucking my cows and ass. We need to make a law and do it fast.
Well, I mean, they've been talking about the law since 88.
Talking about it. What is there to talk about?
I mean, for normal folks like you or I, it should be like, yeah, dog, you just on GP, my German Shepherd is not hot. When my dog is in heat, you shouldn't be chasing after my dog. You know, why are you trying to hit my bitch? I guess better late than never, right?
I'm just wondering, I want to know what they were debating about for how long? 20 years? Almost 20 years?
About 21 years, yeah.
I just would like to have been a final call.
I'm wrong. I'm shortchanging it. 23 years. My bad.
23 years.
Yeah, hey. They're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about the new proposal is to safeguard society's respect for animals.
Okay.
Yeah. Because animals need respect too.
Yeah.
There's no wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
I mean, but you know what, though? To me, I would say they're a little more advanced than we are, because you remember the guy who tied the donkey to the tree and said it was a prostitute? They took him to jail immediately, but we got sexual predators, you know, child rapists here that still haven't went to jail, and they've been raping kids for years, and what is it? They're not even in jail yet. So at least they're trying to do something.
I guess, but we talking about like sheep and goats though.
Yeah, but here you take people to jail for having sex with animals, but you don't take them to jail for molesting kids. At least they're doing something. You know, it's like, look.
Well,
there's got to be a line drawn somewhere.
I'm like, if it's all right to have sex with the animals, or it had been, I mean, humans, you shit out of luck.
Maybe they were just busy doing other things. That's all.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Kind of scary.
But really, should we need a law to say, should any society need a law to say, don't have sex with the animal?
Obviously. Yeah. I mean, yeah. As Blogger Chocolate says, they sacrifice for the common good. So big shout out to Sweden. Shooting us the way, homie. You know, I mean, we could say they crazy, but it'd be all, you know, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get it. We don't understand. It took them a while, but I guess they finally got it right.
They got around to it.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to go on a break before we bring our guest, Ms. Wisdom, on. This is Radio Galaxy, All Inside My Head. Hold on a second, we're not going to do that. This is Radio Galaxy, All Inside My Head.
All right.
together you got the smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Radio Galaxy, All Inside My Head, because that's where all my craziness is, all inside my head. On that note, we're going to get our guest in here, bring in Miss... Talk a little...
Hello?
Hey, welcome to Smooth Drama.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All right.
Hello, Bear and Monty. This is Miss 100%.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Well, I wanted to ask you, tell us first about Wickedly Sweet, Inc., your newly formed publishing company.
Well, there's actually a story about that.
All right.
It's like a sweet and dark side. So the sweet is something I'm, you know, going through right now, but the dark side was from my past. So I put those two together, so that's how I came up with the name.
Wickedly Sweet. So
yeah.
So, mm-hmm. So what do you plan to accomplish? What are your goals with Wickedly Sweet?
Right now, I'm just the main focus is me right now. But coming in January, I will have a new person part of the family. So he was kicked off 2012 with a bang on my blog. He would be a guest blogger. I never had a male guest blogger ever. So he would start off writing some hot and steamy posts for me.
Hot and steamy?
I like hot and steamy.
He said hot and steamy. You made Miss 100% break her fan out. Like,
oh okay.
Yeah, I like hot and steamy.
So now, and we know you coming out with your book, Untimely Revelations. Talk to us about Untimely Revelations and what inspired the book.
What inspired, again, is my past. And I think it's pretty much for just about everybody. People tend to hold a grudge, and they can't let stuff go. So that one inspired me to write that. So... you know, our lives is filled with the hustle and bustle, and for some reason we live according to a timeline. Like we get up, go to work, come home, and do it all again the next day. So, as I said, from my own experience, I used to hang on to be bitter. I mean, I was just like, I don't want to say a typical bitter black woman, but, you know, I was probably, you know, like the one, if you found a dictionary, my picture would be there. So that's why I created, but the characters, I created five different characters. They all have their from different backgrounds. So, but they share a common bond of discontent and heartbreak. So throughout each story, they just discover their own love, faith, or forgiveness in each story.
Now we want to apologize because we seem to be getting some feedback there. So.
Okay, hold on, because I'm on my Bluetooth, hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, but it's mm-hmm. like it's like some kind of static associated with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but we'll keep going, we try to make it happen. Now, with your book, I know mm-hmm. you talk about how it's based on a lot of your past
mm-hmm.
and things that associated some negative, some positives, which past. What do you hope to accomplish publishing the book, and how do you think people will perceive you?
My goal is to at least touch one person from the book. One of the stories in the book is it's called The Shatter Mogul, and hopefully it will be the play next year. But it's about a guy, his name is Elijah Baker, and he is a music mogul that he left to fulfill his dream, but his past, he experienced child abuse at his home. So usually you will hear, like, some of the stories, it's like the main character is a woman, you know, suffering some type of rape. I picked a guy because they're not, you know, it just seemed like they're just being followed back into, you know, the spotlight. So I really feel that this is an important issue, and in light of what's going on in current events today, I really think this is almost perfect timing, which, you know, I didn't plan, you know, to say, well, this, you know, I'm going to have this done at a certain point in time. It just came to me. So I wrote the story in 3 days.
Okay.
So I really hope that I at least touch one person.
I know in your book, you're mm-hmm. talking about abuse and whatnot, and I know you can't help but paying attention to what's going on out
yeah.
here in the news. Talk about, I mean, what are your thoughts? You know, Penn State, obviously, then the Syracuse, you know, couple that with what we've always had with the Catholic Church and whatnot. I mean, talk about your feelings on that.
Those people, and I really hate to say those, but I can't, I'm trying to be nice about it.
You don't have to be nice.
I mean, you know, they are the people that you're supposed to trust, and especially with Penn State. Like, you know, parents trusted this guy with their children, with their boys. And he just abused it, not only emotionally or physically. But, you know, that's something that they have to live with for the rest of their lives. From their sick, perverted pleasure. But, you know, that probably lasts for maybe like a few seconds. But, from my experience and probably from theirs, that's something that we have to deal with forever. It's like, you know, our innocence been shattered. But I don't like calling myself a victim. You know, I thrive now. I am a survivor. And, so I really hope that, and I'm pretty much sure that the victims of the scandals, you know, they are, you know, surviving and not looking back, because that only gives them the power. You know, if we, you know, keep dwelling or have bitterness, but I, like, the person who done me wrong, I'm not going to give him the satisfaction. So I did forgive him, but I didn't do it for his benefit. I did it for mine.
Right. So. All right. So, and I know that's part of what your credo is. You know, you want people to enjoy your stories, but also the message behind the stories, which is always the most important thing. People getting the message and understanding, you know, these type complex issues.
That's right.
Yeah, I like reading the synopsis, it asked the question, could love dissolve a heart filled with bitterness and discontent? And I find myself asking that question almost on a daily basis with so many things going on in the world. Who do you trust? Where can you look for comfort? Is there real love left in the world, or is it just, you know, a facade of love to get you what you need for that moment? Or, you know, is it, you know, just people just giving the falsehood of, or the mirage of love just so that they can get out of you what they want out of you? So I just find that this book is going to be very interesting. Hopefully it will help people like myself, you know, answer some of those questions that we ask.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can pretty much say that a year ago that I really did not want to be on this earth. I was so depressed. I was so unhappy. And I really screamed out loud and said, ask God to take me. I wanted him to take me right then and there. I was not happy. And then the strange thing happened after that. My mom called, and she usually called me on my cell phone, but she called the house phone. So I had to get up from out of the room where I was there to answer her call. And she, you know, asked me, she said, she asked me what was I okay. She said she had this feeling she had to call me. I mean, it was right after when I asked, you know, to be taken off this earth. And she called me. And, but, you know, that's when I changed my life, because there was a couple of signs after that. And that was when I picked up an old short story. And I started to finish it. And I wrote that story in about 3 or 4 months. So that is one of the stories in this upcoming collection. That is the spinoff to the novel that's coming out next summer. But, you know, just going back to my mom, I never thought, ever dreamed that God would take her the following year. So she passed away in June. But I really, to this day, that felt that she saved me. She saved me. So.
Well, and that's I think that's part of it. Sometimes parents have a link, and you know, you as a parent, I know you should never have to bury your child.
That's right.
Now, I look forward to seeing your book. I wish you nothing but continued success. And when you're about to put your book out, I want you to please call us so we can talk about it in depth. And I, of course, to reading your book.
Okay. I mean, I enjoy, you know, coming to the show. This is my second interview, and I was so nervous. I was nervous at the beginning, very nervous, but
you acquitted yourself well. You acquitted yourself well. So,
well, yeah.
You're all right. And we want to thank you for coming on. And of course, anytime if there's something that's going on in your head and you want to verbalize it on the air, feel free to give us a call. But before you go, tell the people where they can catch you if they want to read excerpts in your blog and everything else. They will catch up to Miss Imani Wisdom.
Okay. You can go to my website at www.imaniwisdom.com. That is imaniwisdom.com. I also have an excerpt for one of the books on my Facebook page. It is, of course, facebook.com/imaniunique71. And you can go straight to my notes.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, we definitely look forward to reading this book and catching up to you again. You take care, and thank you for coming on. I know it's late for you.
Oh, well, as I said, I had a ball.
All right. Well,
okay. Have a good night.
Thank you very much for coming on, and you have a good night, and don't be a stranger.
You too. Okay.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. That was Miss Imani Wisdom coming out of my hometown. I just want to say Indianapolis, what? So, anyway, I'm from everywhere, just so y'all know.
Shame.
I know. I can't help you. But definitely check her out at imaniwisdom.com. It's some interesting reading on there. She's got a lot of interesting viewpoints and storylines. And before we go here, got an interesting storyline here coming straight out of India. You know how we've got our Occupy movements, and we're talking about dealing with corruption, Occupy Wall Street, Right now we're occupying Los Angeles. I guess it's just a floating Occupy party.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, in India, there was the Indian farmers were having a problem with their tax office. It was corrupt tax office people. They were trying to get the paperwork done, and the tax officers were like, well, hey, you know what? If we're going to do your paperwork, you're going to have to pay us. So, but what they did was they said, all right, you going to try to extort us? You going to try to make us pay you? And they gathered up a bag of 40 snakes or so, cobras and other poisonous snakes, and just threw them in the tax office. Like, yeah, all right, you want to mess with us? We going to mess with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, now, you know how we talk about gangsters.
Yes. That is gangsters.
Yeah, they went, that's straight Bruce Lee. They
went. Exactly. Into the dragon. Yeah, y'all in the room, I'm going to throw this snake in there. You see all the guys. I mean, because that's what they say what happened is there's hundreds of people who jumping up on top of tables and chairs, chaos, people jumping outside windows, whatnot. Fortunately, no one was bitten or injured. But I'm guessing paperwork going to get done now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking paperwork going to get done, 100.
I'm thinking they working overtime on them papers.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, you're going to withhold the files, our tax records?
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay you to get what we should be able to get.
Right.
Okay. Take these snakes. Yeah, take these snakes.
Oh, wow.
There's a message in there.
Yeah.
Somehow. That when people are when people are corrupt and they're messing with you, you know, you don't just walk around them. Throw some snakes at them.
Yeah, black folks. Don't get to hooping and hollering and going off crazy and snapping your neck and drawing attention to yourself. Just be like, all right, then, and go get you a bag of snakes. Oh, wow.
That would not work for me. The whole handling poisonous snakes. Not in my nature, but hey. If any of y'all bad enough to handle the snakes for me, be my homie. I'll ride with you to the end, so long as I don't have to touch the snakes.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking that if like when the bailouts happened and they didn't pass the money on down, if they had thrown some snakes in the bank, I bet some loans would have went out.
Yeah.
I'm betting they would.
Yeah.
Just
I'm guaranteed.
Yeah, just if anybody's listening and y'all plan on doing that,
don't do it.
Let me know first. So I'm not in that bank. That's all. I mean, because.
And do not say you got the idea from us, please.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I know, huh? Because then we'll be called into court.
Y'all grown. You do whatever you want to do.
Do whatever you want to do. I'm just talking about a story. I'm just talking about a story.
And it didn't even happen here.
Yeah, India. But that is gangster, though.
Yeah.
That is gangster. You know, that's that old school soul type of a thing there, you know, back when everything was everything. And you know I'm cheesy like that. We don't go on break here. This is I'm a dig back into the crate here. This is Donny Hathaway. Everything is everything.
Let's get down now.
Difficulties. We're having some blog talk technical difficulties messing with my song. Don't mess with the soul music. God damn it.
I wasn't gonna laugh with
this. Anyway.
You okay?
I'm gonna be alright, all right?
Okay. I just looked at you.
Choke some folks out up in here. You know?
Yeah. Got a little
pissed. That's okay.
Would you like to move on to the dumbasses?
Yes, we gonna move on to the dumbasses here.
Okay.
And you like to go first, Miss 100%?
Sure. I want to talk about Heidi Caseley, a teacher who had the brilliant idea. She's from Stockton, California, the high school teacher under investigation for running a pornographic website from her school issue laptop. 35-year-old Heidi Caseley got the idea to run the porn website, and she wanted to name it. Actually, she created T-shirts. She created all types of promotional items to go along with the website. And one of the T-shirts was I Heart Teachers. She said that she got the idea or was inspired after her male students spent most of the period staring at her boobs. So she said, why the hell not? It'll help her out with early retirement. So
that is really, really hot and
smart.
Teenagers stare at my boobs, so I am going to make a site off my school issued computer showing my titties. Okay.
Yeah.
Brain surgeon. At his finest. Well, I'll see her in the unemployment line. Throw some eggs at her titties.
Oh, wow. Really?
I know it's bad. It's I just had to say that. My dumb ass is a Jose Benitez, Peruvian mayor, who fears the tap water's minerals in his town will turn the whole town gay. Yeah, this Peruvian mayor, he's blaming the high mineral levels in the area's drinking water for a perceived increase in the number of gay men residing in his town. He says because he launched the local water access project where he noted high levels of strontium in the tap water. And he says that in this town, it's claimed that it's inhabited by 14,000 gay men.
Wow.
Yeah. He says, unfortunately, strontium reduces male hormones, and suddenly they'll have an increased amount of homosexuality.
Wow.
Drinking the tap water in Peru? So, I can scratch that off my list of places to go. Yeah, they say, when you're in certain places, don't drink the water.
Yeah. You are sick.
because, you know, he probably said that with a straight face. Like, the water has strontium in it, and it makes you gay. So, of course, I had to look up strontium.
Okay.
You know, obviously, if he's claiming that you, if you drink the water with strontium in it, you know, all of a sudden, men are going to look sexy to you. I was like, I got to find out where the hell strontium is so I can keep thinking women are sexy. So, found out that the effects on the human body, strontium is absorbed in the human body somewhat similar to calcium. They're similar elements and don't really pose any significant health threat except for, you know, obviously it'll make homie look sexy to you.
Wow.
Yeah, according to him. But they said the radioactive strontium can actually lead to bone cancer.
Okay.
So that's what I found out. And it also helps increase bone density.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. Strontium. You will have strong bones, but an urge to go to jail and,
you know,
got the feeling.
Say so, but I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, you can. But that's my dumb ass. Jose Benitez. You know, tap water
makes you gay.
Yeah, that's why we drinking bottled water, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. As you know, we've been getting close. You know, we've been talking about bombing Iran here for a minute. And once Iran overran the British embassy over in Iran. No, I'm like, oh shit, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
We leave in Iraq. We just gone. Ship them over the border, going to Iran, right next door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope nobody really thought that we was just going to leave Iraq and it'll be, you know, all well that end well, you know, and we all good, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, as UK Prime Minister David Cameron, he warned Iran of serious consequences after the protesters stormed their British embassy, which prompted Michelle Bachmann, she who is running for president of the United States, to say, well, you know what? And this, she told her supporters in Iowa, hey, here's what's going to happen with me. If I'm president, there would be no U.S. embassy in Iran. I would close it.
Really?
Yeah, but we haven't had an embassy in Iran since 1980. I think one of the people who write that shit for her forgot to tell her that.
Stankism.
You are not smart. Intelligence is not your thing.
It's funny though that it seems like this is the year for the nominees or whatever you want to call them to, you know, do the stupid thing.
Out stupid themselves.
Yeah, to see who can outdumb each other.
Yeah. Well, that's where we're at. It seems like the dumber the better. You know, Herman Cain was winning there for a minute. And, Rick Perry was winning at first.
Right.
He did the whole, you know, I'm going to shoot on his niggerhead land. And then he did the whole on stage, he didn't know the executive branches of the government and was asking other candidates And then Herman Cain's like, nah, I'm dumber than you. It's like they trying to one up each other. Like, nah, I'm dumber than you. It seems like the dumber you are, the more votes you get. I mean, because, hell, Newt Gingrich is the number one candidate now.
Yeah.
I like Newt Gingrich, who, the same guy who, when Clinton was getting his dick sucked, he was getting his dick sucked. But telling Clinton, hey, you know what, you are morally reprehensible.
Sorry, that's funny.
I know, it's funny, ain't it?
That's funny.
Probably at the exact same minute that Clinton was spraying on the dress, he probably was spraying too. That's what's so funny about it. I mean,
why do you have to just be so okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's hilarious that they can come out with that. And this is the guy. Newt. I'm severely disappointed because I was hoping for Herman Cain. You know me, I came out 100. I was like, I want to see that black on black crime on TV.
Right. I remember you saying that.
Every debate, I was going to be Obama and Herman Cain. Oh my man, I would have been taping them. It would have been like, that would have been just like the greatest comedic moments on TV ever.
You would think so.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, Herman Cain, he don't have writers. It just.
I was just hearing that, you know, wait a minute, because listen, wait now, hold on.
What the hell you mean?
I was thinking to myself, I don't even know that woman. Oh, come on, man. You're not even that convincing to me. Just crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about he'd been asking for a thesaurus. Like, oh, what Obama say? Don't be trying to use big words on me. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Oh,
okay. Let's leave Herman Cain alone. He got enough to worry about with 27 mistresses.
But I'm like, no, dog, don't leave the race. I mean, because he was going to make me go out and vote for him as in the primaries. Like, I would have voted for Herman Cain just to see him on the ticket and encourage other people. Just say, okay, black folks, wouldn't you like to have two black people running for president? I'm appealing to some racial pride or whatever the hell I'm
mm-hmm. saying.
No, I'm just saying. Just please, somebody please. Vote for Herman Cain so I can see it just for me.
Yeah. You know what, though? It just, even with the, you know, comedy in it or whatever, the part that's not funny to me that kind of makes me sick is the fact that the women that are coming forward or whatever you want to call them, call what they're doing, it's funny to me how they're so hypocritical. She's laid up with this man knowing that he was married for 13 years, and all of a sudden, I don't think that he would make, in my opinion, I don't think that he would make a good president. That's why I'm coming forward.
Right.
Just a bit down, she should have been my dumbass.
Yeah. And, I mean, but she couldn't beat out the teacher and the guy who think water can turn you gay. But speaking of some crazy shit that we should be talking about and should be on the news. I mean, we talking about Herman Cain, Newt Gingrich, all this stuff that ain't even important on the Richter scale. What people don't know, it hasn't been talked about. The Senate just voted to let the military detain Americans indefinitely. The White House threatens a veto. You know, and this happened just this week, Tuesday, to keep this provision to let the military detain terrorism suspects on U.S. soil and hold them indefinitely without trial.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, the White House officials are going to reissue a veto threat. Veto threat. Now imagine, we talking about, you can hold somebody you deem a terrorist indefinitely without trial. You just in jail, you don't get a voice. You don't get to hear about, nobody gets to hear about why you're charged, what you did, nothing. It's just like, well, we don't like what you're saying. You're a terrorist. And you locked up and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You just gone.
Wow. That's really scary.
Yeah. And this is what was voted for. And it's part of this National Defense Authorization Act.
Hmm.
And it's not being talked about at all. At least not like it should be. Like they had Herman Cain on TV. They should have this shit on TV every day, all day.
Right.
I mean, these are rights. They say you a terrorist, that's it. That's it.
There's no defense. There's no reading you your Miranda rights. There's none of that. Because, you know, they're already for torture.
Right.
So they going to torture the shit out of you until you confess to something that you haven't even done.
Yeah.
And then they're going to kill you.
Yeah. But they don't have to kill you. You just die in whatever dark, dank place they throw you. They don't have to charge you with anything. They just lock you up. They just come in and swoop you up tomorrow. And that'll be it. Bye. Peace, bitches.
Yeah.
You was talking shit, now you gone.
That's about the size of it.
I mean, wow. They was going to occupy, they should have occupied that Senate room when they were talking about that. That's serious. You know, I mean, we traveling around. We got the traveling Occupy movement. Traveling Occupy movement. I don't know.
Yeah, I just want to know where's the marching and all of that for this. Mm.
Yeah, where's the press? Where's the outrage on this? Anyway. It just shows our priorities. It's football season.
Right.
On that note, I want to thank Miss Imani Wisdom for coming on the show. I want to thank you, Miss 100%, for being the great and gracious co-host that you are and always have been. Thank all the listeners for listening. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, for my aforementioned illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. We are Smooth Drama, and we are out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.